Very tough topic. Very tough topic, but need to chat about it. Maria Idoni is on the telephone, the Hudson Valley Westchester Area Director of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Hello, Maria. Good to talk to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. You got it. It's a tough time. You've got a website. The website happens to be afsp.org, afsp.org. And on that website, there is a COVID-19 page. You want to go to afsp.org/COVID-19. So concentrating on the COVID-19, there are lifelines available for you, and Maria will get into that. But, I mean, it's so important to concentrate on mental health at this point. And at this point of the quarantine, it's becoming very difficult for a lot of people, me included, to continue this for a lot longer.
It's hard. I was saying I had my personal breakdown on Monday. Mm-hmm. It's just I think everybody at this point is stressed, and what we really need to do is remember to take care of our mental health during this time of uncertainty. We're telling people, you know, focus on what is in your control versus what is not. Do what helps you feel a sense of safety. Remind yourself to stay in the present and stay connected with others, which is so important because this working from home is probably new for so many people, not being able, you know, to get out of the house, but utilize what we have. Phones, I know Zoom conference calls are up from everybody. You just really want to stay connected.
I need me time. I need personal time myself, and it's hard to come by these times. You know what I mean?
Oh, it definitely is. I would set boundaries for yourself as to what you need to do throughout the day. Make a list of things for the me time. If it's taking a walk by yourself, you know, having a schedule. If you live with other people, develop a schedule with them. See what works for everybody. But set boundaries. Boundaries are important for yourself and for the other people in your house.
AFSP.org/COVID-19, that will give you all the information that you need. The risk factors are long and they're lengthy on this, and so, my goodness gracious, man, it seems like everybody in the world would be susceptible to one of these. Is there a particular age group that is being more affected than others when it comes to this, or what?
That we don't know yet either. This is new territory for everybody as to what's going on, so we don't really know which age group is being affected the most. If you have to think like seniors, they're alone more now because they, you know, don't have the opportunity to get out. And then you think of kids who are constantly with their friends and in schools, you know, hanging out and doing all that, and now they're alone. So we don't know yet. We do know it's affecting everybody, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. Now, can you give me some numbers or numbers to call so we can pass them along?
Yes, definitely. If you want, there's the crisis text line. You can text them by text them to 741-741. Text the word TALK, or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-TALK. And again, our website was the afsp.org/COVID-19.
Okay. Maria Idoni, the director of the Hudson Valley Westchester American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's such a difficult topic to talk about. You have to keep these things in mind because you just don't know.
It's so important. Besides worrying about our physical health, you have to worry about your mental health. And remember that the two are completely interrelated. If you're not doing well mentally, it can affect you physically as well. So you want to keep your mental health in check just as much as your physical health.
Maria Idoni, I want to thank you very much for a few minutes, and anytime you want to chat about this, feel free to do that again. I thank you for a couple of minutes, okay?
Thank you. Stay safe, everyone. Take care.